我们是神的守望者。
We are watchmen of God.
在这时代
，In this age，
我们华人的信徒在海外到底有什么使命
？What is our mission as overseas Chinese in a foreign country？
为什么神要叫我们生在这个时代
？Why did God make us born in this age？
为什么神要叫我们生在这样的环境
？Why did God put us in this environment？
为什么神要叫我们在这个时代的环境里面
？Why did God put us in thisspecial environment in this age.
在这个历史的环境里面
in this historical environment,
我们只有两个可能
there are only two possibilities.
一个可能就是我们来摆脱这些历史对我们的约束
One is to get rid of all the bindings of history.
另外一种可能
another possibility,
是我们来承受历史的挑战
We want to receive the challenge of history.
我们是神的儿女
We are children of God.
神已经把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
God has saved us from sin.
他也叫我们真正的能够明白他的心意。
And he wants us really to understand his will.
因为在他的心意当中
，Only in his will，
在我们每一个人的历史当中
，And in all the history of our
我们的家庭的历史当中
，In our family history，
在我们教会的历史当中
，In our church history，
在我们社会的历史当中
，In our society history，
在我们国家的历史当中
，In our national history，
在世界的历史当中
，In the world history。
God
has a will for
us. 有的时候好像很难来经受这些历史对我们的考验。
Sometimes we find it difficult to experience the trial of this of the history.
但是另外一方面，我们就一定需要承受。
But on the other hand, we must accept it.
因为从来神不会叫我们只是一种消极的忍受。
Because God has never wanted us to have a negative life view.
而是让我们积极的来承受。
And he wants us positively accept it.
有一次耶稣基督他就很感慨地这样说。
Once upon a time, Jesus said with a sigh.
他说我真是想脱离那个时代。
I want to get away from this age.
但是我就是为了这个时代而生的，就是为了这个时代而来的。
But I came for this special purpose to this age.
这就是耶稣他所说的使命感。
This is the sense of mission.
每一个属于神的人一定有使命感。
Everyone that belongs to God must have this sense of mission.
因为使命感是我们属灵的感受。
Because this sense is our spiritual sense.
一个属灵的人不可能没有属灵的感受。
A spiritual man must have the spiritual sense.
如果他没有属灵的感受的话
，If he does not.
他可能就没有属灵的生命。
Then he has no spiritual life.
他是一个得救的人。
Then he might not be a saved person.
如果我们真正是有个愿领受主恩惠的心
，If we want to receive God's will.
如果我们真正愿意领受神的爱，而且我们也愿意把我们的爱奉献在神的面前。
If we really want to receive God's love and also dedicate our love before God.
我们一定有属灵的感受，我们一定有使命感。
We must have this sense of mission.
既然使命感是属灵的感受
，If the sense of mission is a spiritual calling，
那么这不会是一种冲动
，So it's not an impulsive sense，
而是一种感动
，And it's a move， a being moved。
冲动啊，是一种人为的，是人的自我的因素。
Impulse is human， is from the self。
但是感动呢，我们必须要从神那里而来的。
But being movedIs from God.
冲动可能是一时的
Impulse is temporary.
但是感动，如果是神的感动，它是持久的、很久的、更久的，一直一直感动，感到我们遵守他的旨意，就是来完成他的使命。
But this calling from God is eternal. It's always with us until we finish the unfinished task.
如果神要给我们使命的话。
If God wants to give us the task,
一定是很清楚的，不会很模糊的。
It's very clear. It's not it's not unclear.
如果模糊的，我们就没有办法遵守。
If it's hazy, then we cannot obey it.
如果很模糊的，我们又怎么样能够把他要教我们做的事情做出来呢
？If it's very hazy, we cannot accomplish the task.
神一定会很清楚的告诉我们。
God must have revealed it very clearly to us.
但是为什么属神的人？常常感觉到神的使命给我们的好像冲动不是感动好像是一时的不是很久的好像是模糊的而不是清楚的
Now why do the men of God sometimes feel that the calling from God is hazy and not clear it's impulsive and not eternally moved Why do we feel this temporary calling and not eternal?
最重要的还是我们没有真正的在神的面前等候。
The real reason I think is we have not waited upon God.
或者我们没有真正的在神的面前把自己完全的摆上。
We have not dedicated ourselves totally in front of God.
因此我们在这个夏令会里面，我们既然有这样的一个主题。
So we have this theme before us.
既然我们有这样的一个目标。
And we have this goal in front of us.
我们每一个人要求神怜悯我们个人。
Every one of us.To pray that God will have pity on us. And also pity on our fellowship. Because we belong to God. God has given us each one a calling. Each of our calling is intimately related to another one's calling. It's not isolated, solitary, unrelated.
所以啊，我们今天在第一个团体里面。
And therefore, in the fellowship today,
我们需要有真正有种这个团体的感觉。
We must have a sense of togetherness.
或者是 sense of community 啊，我们这是一个 servant community， 我们是一个工人的团体。
We must have the sense of community, a community of servants.
因为我们是神的工人。
Because we are servants of God.
主是我们的主。
God is our Lord.
神是我们的主人。
God is our master.
主人他有意思要叫我们做他的工作。
The master has a will for us to finish his work.
那么他一定会告诉我们。
So he will reveal it to us.
也许我不大明白。
Perhaps I do not see it clearly.
也许我个人不大明白。
Perhaps I personally do not see it understand it.
也许你个人不大明白。
Perhaps you personally don't understand it.
也许我们一部分的人不大明白。
Perhaps some of us don't understand it.
也许我们很多的人不大明白。
Perhaps most of us don't understand it.
但是如果我们大家同心合一的来追求的话。
But if weSeek after it with one mind.
我相信神，他一定有很奇妙的方法，叫我们每一个人能够明白。
I trust that God will use His miraculous ways to make us understand.
今天晚上神要叫我们明白的是什么呢？
What does God want to understand tonight?
是一个很清楚的一幅图画。
It's a very clear picture before us.
守望者的图画。
It's a picture of the watchman.
我们每一个人是神的守望者。
We each of us are watchmen of God.
我们是黑夜的守望者。
We are the watchmen of the night.
我们是在圣殿的山顶上的守望者。
We are a watchmen on top of the temple, on top of the mountain.
那么，于是我们就读到以赛亚书第21章里面。
When we read Isaiah chapter 21,
那么在那一章圣经里面，我们知道神是要借着先知的话来启示他对列邦的预言。
We know that God revealed His.Prophecy to all nations through the prophet here.
论杜马的末世。
The burden of Duma.
Duma 就是亚拉伯的旷野的地方。
It's a desert in the Arabic desert.
当然，还不是单单指的那个中东的这么一个地区。
It's not just the Middle East.
而是借着这个能够叫我们能看到整个的世界。
But through this revelation, we see the whole world.
有人声中吸耳，呼问我说：“守望的啊，毅力如何？”
And there's a voice from Seir saying, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night?
这晚上有守望的人吗?
At night, is there a watchman?
有。
Yes.
是在圣殿的那个山顶上。
It's on top of that temple, on top of the mountain.
每一天晚上的时候，当别的人住在睡梦里面。
Every night when everyone is in his dream.
但是有值班的祭司。
But there is a group of priests on duty.
特别是单独的。或者是有几个人，他们需要在这个山顶上守夜。
Perhaps they are in singleness or in groups. They are watching on top of the mountain.
他们为什么要守夜呢
？Why are they watching？
因为他们要等候天亮。
Because they are waiting for the dawn to come.
当他们等候天亮的时候
，When the dawn arrives，
他们最要紧的就是非常的清醒的。
They must be very watchful.
因为在那个时候，他们一直向着东方仰望。
Because they are watching towards the east.
所以要当他们看见一些曙光出现的时候
And when they see the sun ray
他们就马上要拿起号角来要吹响
And then immediately they will blow their trumpet
因为要来宣告早晨的来临
They want to proclaim the arrival of the morning
把耶路撒冷的居民都叫醒了
They want to awake the whole population of Jerusalem
让耶路撒冷的人知道现在是献早祭的时候
So that they know this is time to offer their morning offering And so this watchman is not for the Gentiles, but for the Israelites.
神是先要叫我们 向着我是神的人守望，但是在这里也告诉我们，我们要向整个的世界守望。
So first of all, God wants us to be watchful for our own people, but God also wants us to be watchful for the whole world.
什么时候是昼夜的人最需要警醒的时候呢？
What is the period that he must be most watchful?
就是当天快要亮的那时候。
That's when just before the morning arrives.
一到天要亮的时候，他就一紧张，一谨慎，免得他就失去了他应该尽的责任。
The closer he gets to the morning, the more watchful, the more serious he must be, waiting for the morning to arrive.
这是一幅非常生动的图画。
So this is a very lively picture in front of us.
因为我们知道这个以色列人在他们敬拜的生活里面。
Because we know that the Israelites are in a worshipful life.
他们对时间有一个非常敏锐的这种感觉。
They have a very sensitive feeling for time.
我们记得在创世纪第一章里面我们所读到的经文。
Remember in Genesis chapter 1?
在创世纪第一章我们能够看到一首非常美丽的敬拜的诗歌。
We know that in chapter 1 of Genesis we see a most beautiful poem, a beautiful song of worship.
在每一节诗歌里面有个副歌，就是说有晚上有早晨，这是第几天？有晚上有早晨，这是第几天？
And in every section of the poem, we see that there's morning, there's night, repeatedly.
这是以色列人他们计算时间的方法。
This is not just the way for the Israelites to to watch their time.
因为以色列人他们不是从早到晚，而是从晚到早。
Because the Israelites will count the day from the evening to the next day.
那么而且呢我们也知道神就特别叫我们人能够注意到从黑暗里面更需要光明。
And we know that God wants us to know, in darkness, we need the light.
所以我们就能够从圣经的第一本书圣经第一页就能够看到这个黑夜的消息。
So even from the very first page of the Bible,We see this news of the darkness.
神看是好的。
God saw that it was good.
就是有晚上。
There was evening.
然后有早晨。
And there was morning.
从晚上一直到早晨。
From the evening to morning.
从黑暗一直到光明。
From darkness to light.
从忧愁一直到喜乐。
From sorry to joy.
从怀疑一直到信仰。
From suspicion to faith.
好像能够象征着很多这种人生的感受。
And so this is a sense of feeling of our life.
在创世纪第三章里面。
Even in chapter 3 of Genesis.
我们记得当耶和华神他在园中行走的时候。
We know that God walked in the garden.
什么时候耶和华神在园中行走呢？
When did he walk in the garden?
就是在天气凉风的时候。
And there's a cooling breeze.
那就是黄昏的时候。
That was the evening.
就是在那个时候耶和华神就在园中行走。
At the eventide, God Jehovah was walking in the garden.
但是有一个黄昏。
But there was one evening.
当人犯了罪。
When man sinned,
拒绝了神,
refusing God,
从那一个黄昏开始,
from that evening on,
人类的历史就进到一个无边的黑夜里面,
the history of human race gets into a limitless night.
再没有早晨了,
again, there was no morning.
因为人就进到一个罪恶的黑夜里面,
because the human race has entered into the night of sin.
进到一个痛苦的黑夜里面。
Enter into the night of pain.
进到一个无知的黑夜里面。
Enter into this night of materialism.
所以神已经预先知道人需要救赎。
And God knew that man needs salvation.
有晚上有早晨。
There was evening, there was morning.
但是以后哪里有早晨？
But where did morning come?
这种人犯了罪以后哪里有早晨呢？
After they sinned, where is morning?
在人类的历史每一页里面，我们都看不到有任何的早晨。
When we look at the page of human history, we see no morning. When the Israeli people serve as slaves in Egypt, they were in pain. God wants to save them. God punished the Pharaoh and also the Egyptians in order to deliver the Israel people.Into the wilderness. And there were 10 calamities, you remember, when it comes to the ninth.
黑暗的灾情.
That was the calamity of darkness.
在埃及全地都是黑暗。
In the whole land of Egypt, there was darkness.
只有以色列人蒙受神的恩惠，有光亮。
Only the Israel people had light.
因为神也宣告黑夜的消息。
Because God wants to proclaim the news of this night.
当主耶稣基督来到这个世界的。
When Jesus Christ came to this earth.
虽然每逢圣诞的时候，我们能够看到非常美丽的画面，非常悦耳的音乐。非常富有传奇性的一些的记载。
Even though during Christmas time we see a lot of beautiful pictures, very joyful music, and even miraculous records.
然而，耶稣基督降生的时候是在黑夜。
However, Jesus was born in the night.
虽然当东方的世纪好像带给我们人类的希望，在人类的历史地平线上慢慢的上升的时候，然而耶稣他生在黑暗里。
Even though this star from the east was rising very slowly, we know that Christ was born in the night. Jesus is the true light. He's the light of the world.
但是当光来到这个世界，世界上的人不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
But when light came to this world, the world did not receive him. Rather, they preferred darkness.
就是在十字架的那个地方。
And so in, at the cross,
生命的光也熄灭。
The light of life was extinguished.
虽然耶稣基督他是神的儿子，但是当他为了我们人受苦受死的时候，甚至连神都不看他。
Even though he was the Son of God, but when he suffered on the cross, God got away from him.
好像天父神啊，在天上的窗户拉上很厚的黑绒的这个窗帘一样。结果遍地都黑暗，从无证一直到深处，遍地都黑暗。
As if out there in the heaven, God pulled this heavy curtain, and so the land everywhere was full of darkness.
为什么呢？因为这是黑夜的消息。
Because this was the news of darkness.
耶稣基督从死里面复活了。
And then Jesus rose from the dead.
这是唯一的早晨。
This was the only morning.
但是当耶稣他升天了以后，
But when he was taken up into heaven,
我们知道在地上教会建立起来，
And we know that the church was established.
很多的人跟随了真光，
And many people then followed this true light.
他们不再在黑暗里面走，
They did not walk in darkness again.
因为他们已经得到了生命的光，
Because they have received the light of life.
我们知道在圣经里面最末了的一本书启示录，
Remember the last book of the Bible, Revelation.
就是那个使徒约翰，他在拔摩的海岛上，他看见荣耀的异象，人子降临。
On the island of Patmos, the Apostle John saw this glorious revelation, the arrival of the Son of Man.
我们知道这位荣耀的人子，他的面貌好像烈日放光，烈日这是白天，不是晚上。
We know that his face was like the bright sun. This is a bright day. This is not darkness.
但是这位荣耀的人子行走在金灯台中间。
But this Son of Man walks among the candlestand, golden candlestand.
为什么金灯台呢？
Why golden?
还在晚上。
Because it was still night.
虽然我们是光明之子，白昼之子。
Even though we are sons of day, of this brightness.
但是教会还是在黑夜里。
But the church is still in.An age of darkness.
还是在晚上。
We are still in the evening.
还是在晚上。
We are still there.
一直等到天亮的时候，耶稣基督荣耀的再来。
And we are waiting for this wonderful arrival, the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们教会的金灯台。
We are the golden candlestick of the church.
我教会是金灯台。
And church, the church is the candlestick.
我们一直是在晚上。
We are in the evening now.
这个世界还是在漫漫的长夜里面。
This world is still in this long darkness.
我们的教会里面一直是主的晚餐。
We are still observing the Lord's Supper.
我们没有吃过午饭，我们没有吃过早饭，我们一直在吃晚饭。
We are observing the Lord's Supper, not lunch or breakfast.
为什么晚餐？
Why supper?
要提醒我们，我们还是在晚上。
This is to remind us we are in the evening.Because the dawn will arise soon. But we are still in the evening. So we must be watchmen of the night. What is the hope of the world? Many people need the salvation and yet they don't have it. In this world they live but without hope.
上王殿屹立如何
？O watchmen, what of the night? What of the night?
他们好像很不厌烦的，非常困倦的，非常疲乏的，在问上王的屹立怎么样
？They repeatedly say, even though they are full of tiredness, they say, "Oh, what of the night?"
为什么他们要重复呢？
Why do they repeat?
根据希伯来人他们说话的语气，如果是反复的问，就表明他们是非常迫切的要得到一个答案。
According to the Hebrew custom, if they repeat their questions or statements, we know it's a very urgent thing. They want the answer.
神的守望者，我们能不能听见这个声音
？Oh, watchman of God, do we hear this voice?
如果我们听见了，我们应该怎么样答复人呢
？If we hear this voice, how do we answer?
如果我们没有答复，我们没有完成。
If we don't have an answer, we cannot finish the mission of God. If we don't have the correct, the right answer, if we do not give a positive answer, then we have not finished the unfinished task.
守望者说，早晨讲到。
The watchman said in the morning,
黑夜也来。
The morning will come,So also the night.
你们若要问，就可以问，可以回头再来。
If you want to inquire, you return, you come back.
这个守望者，他是一个很肯定的态度。
The watchman had a very positive attitude.
有一个很确定的态度。
He has a very certain attitude.
他有一个很坚定的答案。
He has a very firm answer.
我们有吗
？Do we?
如果我们没有的话
，If we don't.
我们就没有尽上我们守望者的责任。
Then we have not fulfilled the responsibility of a watchman.
我们又怎么能够知道这个答案呢
？How do we know the answer?
那么，于是我们来看哈巴谷书。
So let's take a look at the book of Habakkuk.
我要站在守望处。
I want to stand upon my watch.
我要在那里看。
I want to watch.
他不是说他在听，而他在看。
He did not say he was listening, he was watching.
看耶和华对我说什么话。
And watch to see what God will say to me.
为什么他不是听，他是看呢？
Why did he not say to hear what God said, but rather to watch?
是的，守望者他最主要是他要看。
Because the watchman has to watch.
如果他不看，他就根本听不清楚到底神对他说什么。
If he does not look to or watch, he cannot understand or hear God's voice.
我们说我们的使命感是一种属灵的感受。
We said that our sense of calling is a spiritual sense.
什么叫做属灵的感受
？What is this spiritual sense?
一个有属灵感受的人，他一定有时代的或者说历史的意识。
This person must.Realize the sense of history or the meaning of the age.
Historical consciousness. 我们每一个人都需要有这个历史的意识。
We must all have this historical consciousness.
我们体会到，我们接触到，是别的人所看不见，是别的人所不能够明白的，我们能够看得见。
We feel and we realize things that others cannot feel or realize.
那么我们又怎么能够感觉得出来呢
？How do we feel it?
那么我们现在来看哈巴谷的经验，我们就能够得到。
And let's take a look at the experience of the prophet Habakkuk.
当我们说到哈巴谷的时候，我们就讲到当时外邦人要侵略以色列人。
When we think of him, we know that the Gentiles were to invade the Israel.
我们很难明白，正好像哈巴谷很难明白一样。
And just like Habakkuk, we do not understand.
所以有人说哈巴谷他是旧约的一位哲学家。
So someone would say.The prophet Habakkuk was the philosopher of the Old Testament.
因为他有很多的怀疑。
Because he had a lot of suspicion.
一个有信心的人能怀疑吗
？Can a person of faith have doubt?
我想可以怀疑。
I think yes.
不过他必须要将他的怀疑带到神的面前。
But he must bring all his doubts in the presence of God.
可是有的人当他怀疑的时候，他就离开了神，结果他就完全随流失去。
Unfortunately, some people would have doubts.And then get away from God and get lost.
但是是一位怀疑的先知。
And yet this doubting prophet,
他就走到守望楼上。
He goes up to the watch, the tower.
在神的面前等候。
And he waits before God.
他很冷静的。
And he waits very coolly.
他很理智的。
He very rationally.
他就在那里观察。
And he was watching, observing.
我们说不可以，我们基督徒不可以怀疑。
We said, oh, we Christians should not have doubt.
我们基督徒不应该有理性。
We should not have reason.
因为我们越用理性，我们越用会用怀疑，越怀疑就越用理性。
Because if we doubt, we have to use more reason. If we use more reason, we'll doubt more.
但是神要用我们用理性。
But God wants us to use reason.
但这个理性是一种属灵的理性。
But this is a spiritual reason.
是需要在神的那个等候，等候神要对他的启示。
Because we're waiting before God, waiting for His revelation.
为什么外邦人可以侵略以色列人呢？
Why did the Gentiles invade the Israel?
因为以色列人失败。
Because they were unsuccessful.
以色列人他们失败，他们得罪了神。
They lost the battle. They also sinned against God.
因为他们不能够满足神的心意。
Because they did not satisfy God's heart.
因为他们不能够好好的为神做见证。
They could did not become good witnesses for God.
我们知道以色列人他们是神的选民。
We know the Israelites.Were God's chosen people.
神为什么拣选他们？
Why did God choose them?
是不是因为他们有非常悠久的文化的历史呢？
Is that because they had a long cultural background?
不是的。
No.
因为古代的巴比伦、亚述、埃及的文化要比以色列人不晓得好多少。
Because the Babylonians, Assyrians, and Egyptians had better culture than the Hebrew people.
是不是因为以色列人他们是很优秀的民族呢？
Was it because they are a good people?
我看也不是的。
I don't think so.
只有一个说明。
There's only one statement, one explanation.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
你我为什么能够信靠主？
Why do you and I believe in God?
是不是我们比别的人好呢？
Is it because we are better than others?
全部都不是的。
No.
只有一个答案，那就是神的恩典。
Only one answer, God's grace.
但是神为什么要拣选以色列人？
So why did God choose the Israelites?
神拣选以色列人，为的就是要叫以色列人来服侍他。
Because He wants them to serve Him.
所以啊，有这样一个说法叫 election for service. 我们蒙受神的拣选，目的就是侍奉他。
And so we are elected to serve Him. Election for service.
以色列人他们得到了神的恩典。
The Israelites received the grace from God.
就好像以赛亚书第四十二章里面所说的。
Just like in Isaiah chapter 42.
以色列人要成为众民的中保。
They were the mediator of all the people.
而且要成为外邦人的光。
And they become the light of the Gentiles.
A light to the nations. 要真正成为外邦人的光。
And they became the light to the nations.
那么我们也是这样。
We are like this also.
我们每一个人蒙受神的恩典，不但得到了神的儿子恩典，而且要把神的恩典带出去。
Each one of us has received grace from God. We must take out this grace to others.
但是以色列人失败。
But they failed. The Israelites failed.
结果外邦人就攻击以色列人。
And so the nations, the Gentiles, invaded them.
那么所以他就不能够明白。
And so they could not understand.
就是哈巴谷他不能够明白。
And Habakkuk could not understand.
为什么？神可以用外邦人的手来对付我们以色列人呢？
Why did God punish them through the Gentiles?
我们无论怎么样不好，我们到底还是神的选民呢？
As bad as we are, we are still the chosen one.
那么神难道就这样的让外邦人来对付我们吗？
And so God punished us through the Gentiles. Like
难道外邦人比我们还好吗？
Are they better than we?
我相信外邦人比我们还不好。
I think they are not better than we are.
为什么神不刑罚外邦人，来刑罚我们呢？
Why did God not punish the Gentiles but us instead?
在这里面就让我们看到旧约一个很重要的信息，先知的信息。
But now we see a very important message from the Old Testament, the message from the prophets.
不但是在哈巴谷书，在阿摩斯书，差不多每一本先知书都给我们有这些的信息。
Not just in Habakkuk or Amos, but in every book of the prophets, we see this message.
甚至在新约的彼得书信里面也特别提到。
And even in the New Testament, in the
Epistle
of Peter, what is the statement?
审判要从神的家起始。
The judgment of God will start from God's home, the family of God.
从神的家起始。
From the house of God.
这个很奇怪，怎么神的家还会受审判吗？受审判吗？
So how would the house of God be judged or receive the punishment?
因为我们不再受审判了，我们已经从审判里面出来，我们怎么还会受审判呢？
We're supposedly beyond judgment. We have come out of it. Why should we still be judged?
但是这是神的方法。
And yet this is God's method.
这是神的过程。
This is God's process.
各位，你记得在启示录里面的记载吗？
Remember the record in the book of Revelation?
我们记得启示录里面神要审判全世界。
We know that in the book there God wants to judge the all nations.
但是在神没有审判全世界以前
，just before he judge all nations，
他先审判什么
？Whom did he judge first？
在启示录第二章跟第三章里面，神要审判七个教会。
In chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Revelation, God wants to judge the seven churches.
Oh, 你说没有七个，大概只有四个教会才是受神的审判。
He said, oh, only four of the churches were rebuked by God.
因为以弗所的教会，因为这个斯美纳的教会当时有苦难，神没有责备他们。
And because the church of Smyrna went through a lot of suffering, God did not rebuke them.
那么我们也记得在腓拉铁菲那个教会啊，是神没有什么责备他们。
And in the church of Philadelphia, God did not rebuke them.
那么这样说起来，应该是五个教会受责备。
So there should be only five that got the reprimand.
当时呢，也有人说有的就是五个教会，那个五个教会不算四个，也许五个教会里面有的也是有善，也有讲好的话，也有责备的话。
And even the message to the five churches, there were some commendations as well as reprimand.
其实，在斯美纳的教会里面。神也是要表明他的审判。
And yet, really, in the church of Smyrna, God declared His judgment also.
为什么有苦难
？Why was there suffering?
神的管教。
That was punishment from God.
腓拉铁菲的教会，他们虽然是传福音的教会
，Even though the church of Philadelphia was a preaching church,
但是神警告他们。
And yet, God warned them.
他说：“这个传福音的门开了。”就不会关着，关了就不能够开。如果你们没有把握这个机会的话，说不定福音的门就关了。
And he said, if you do not hold on to the opportunity, maybe someday the door of the gospel will be closed.
审判要在神的家里。
Judgment will start from the house of God.
各位，我们是神的守望者。
We are the watchmen of God.
我们有没有在教会里面做守望的工作
？Have we been doing watching in the church?
昨天晚上有两位姊妹从飞机场带我回来的时候，我们就在车上谈话。
Last night when two girls took me from the airport on to a friend's home，
就谈到今天教会的问题。
We talked about the problems of the church today。
我们真的觉得今天教会有很多的问题。
We know that there are many problems in the church today。
我们今天教会实在是不能够得到神的喜悦。
Today our churches are not pleasing to God。
有很多很多的问题。
There are many many problems。
甚至有的时候叫信徒无所适从。
And sometimes。They let the Christians all confused.
那么谁应该负责任呢
？So who's responsible?
我是一个传道人。
I am a preacher.
我说传道人应该负责任。
I said the preacher should be responsible.
因为传道人如果是属灵，如果是好的话，教会就能够走到很属灵的地步。
If the preacher is spiritual, is very good, then the church will go on the right road.
谁应该负责任？
Who should be responsible? Everyone should be responsible.
因为可能弟兄姊妹没有做守望的工作。
Because possibly all of us have not paid our duty as serve as a watchman.
好像我们人的身体一样，预防比较容易，但是治疗比较困难。
It's just like our bodies. Prevention is easier than cure.
所以我们就很多的时候没有做守望的工作。
So very often we have not served as watchmen.
因此我们就感觉到今天。神的审判不是在别的地方，在神的教会里面。
And so we feel that the judgment of God is not somewhere else, but in the churches.
不但神的审判在传道人身上，也在我们信徒身上。
And it's not only on the preachers, but also on the laymen.
你说教会不属灵，我就单单在查经班就可以了。
And you say, well, the church, if it's not spiritual, then I serve only in the Bible study group.
那并不是说你就能够逃避，能够逃脱神的审判。
I don't think this is a way to escape the judgment of God.
我们今天实在感觉到我们也是守望者。
We must feel that we are the watchmen of God.
于是哈巴谷他的第二章里面让我们看到什么呢
？And so Habakkuk, what did he show us in the chapter 2?
他自己还在那里发怨言。
And he was complaining still.
神说你不要再说了。
And God said, don't say anymore.
你现在就要把我的话告诉你的话你也写下来。
Let you, I want you to write down what I am going to tell you.
他说写下什么东西来呢
？And he said, what should I write down?
那么是关于审判的信。
It is the message of judgment.
那么这个审判的信息里面也是带着这个希望的信息。
Fortunately, in this message of the judgment, there was a message of hope.
于是我们就特别讲到，因为在我们研究旧约先知书的时候
，When we study the Old Testament prophets,
有的神学家他们就说，这是叫一个名词叫做tragic reversal， 就是我们所看到的本来好像是悲剧的。但是呢，当到转变的时候，如果我们有信心啊，神的恩典再临到我们，叫我们得到复兴。
The theologians will say that this tragic reversal that is in tragedy if we turn to God, God will save us.
所以, 我们的圣经里面很多的时候看起来好像是很多的矛盾的地方。
And sometimes we see there might be some paradoxes or contradictions in the Bible.
很多的时候我们常常在理性方面不太容易了解。
And rationally, it's very hard to understand some of the passages.
我们很多的时候都在那里研究, 这样的情形是因为怎样, 其实不是, 刚刚相反, 可能是虽然这样, 但是有另外一种情形发生。
Sometimes we study the cause and effect.
它是 in spite of. 虽然以色列人失败，但是神的恩典还在领导他们。如果他们肯悔改的话
，because something happened, it's not on account of them, but in spite of their actions.
于是神就叫他们，叫他把那个默示写下来。And
so God told him to write down the vision.
是一个审判的信息。It's
a message of judgment.
这个审判的信息啊，有的时候研究圣经的人也说，在旧约的先知书里面，这叫做 prophetic realism。 是先知的预言的一种现实主义，一定要面对现实，看到在目前的情形当中，实在是叫我们很失望、很悲观、很消极。And
some scholars will say this is the prophetic realism because in this age of tragedy, we are really faced with all this problems, all the sorrow.
于是我们今天所宣告的不是一种希望的信息，而是一种失望的信息。
And so, very often, we proclaim not the message of hope, but the message of despair.
早晨是会来到的。
The morning will come.
但是黑夜也来了。But
evening is here also.
这句话多么矛盾，好像模棱两可一样。
How contradictory is it?
但是事实就是这样。And
yet, that's the fact.
我们一方面我们要传希望的信息，但另外一方面我们甚至也要赤裸裸的把这种失望的、悲惨的表达出来。
On the one hand, we must proclaim the message of hope. On the other hand, we must show the naked fact, that is, the despair.
他说你要把默示明明地写在板上。
And so, write the vision and make it plain upon the table.
我们自己先要明白。
We must understand it first.
然后我们把它写出来。
And then we write it down.
他要叫别人读起来也读得明白。
And then it should be understandable to others.
谁跑谁读。
And that he will run and read at the same time.
那这是指着古代的时候，他们没有这种 mass communication， 所以他们只好拿一个布告板，写了很大的字，而且走得很快，一边走的时候，叫人就能够看见。
In the olden days, there was no method of mass communication, so they had to write everything on a big bulletin board, and they had to carry it as they run, and other people have to read it very fast.
于是这个消息是警戒的消息。And
so this is a message of warning.
这也是应许的信息。And
yet, it's also a promising message.
常常是两方面。It's
both ends.
有的时候好像一直迟延，但是还要等候，因为神一定要做成他的工作。
He said, though it tarry, and yet we must wait because God is going to finish His work.
于是我们啊，从这段经文里面，可能我们更能够了解的，就是在以西结书33章里面。Perhaps
we can understand a little more fully in Ezekiel chapter 33.
他说：“我照样立你做以色列家守望的人。”I
will make you the watchman of the house of Israel.
人子啊
，O son of man.
什么就是人子呢？What
is the son of man?
当我们讲到人子，就想到耶稣基督，他不是成为人子吗？And
when we talk of son of man, we think of Jesus Christ.
其实当耶稣讲到人子的时候，这个意思已经跟这里的人子的意思不大一样。Actually,
when at the time of Jesus Christ, the term son of man has a different meaning from it's recorded here.
因为在这个 intertestamental 那个，就是在这个新约跟旧约的时间里面。 已经对这个人子这个解释有这个 messianic implication， 有这个 Messiah 的含义在里头。Because
during this intertestament period between Old and New Testament times, the term has taken on messianic meaning.
但是在这里，我们就能够看到人子这个人子到底什么呢？But
here we see the Son of Man. What does it mean?
就是说你是毕竟朽坏的、平庸的、很寻常的人。That
means you are an ordinary. Person.
刚才我们在西安会的时候啊，才提到这个尼采的名字。When
we had the evening vesper out there, we talked about Nietzsche.
他就是提到这个 Superman. 到底这个世界有没有 Superman? 一个都没有。
Nietzsche talked about the Superman. Was there anyone? Not one.
每一个人都是很平常的。Each
one of us is ordinary.
以西结是一个伟大的先知。
Ezekiel was a great prophet.
因为他在被掳的时候要宣告。 神复兴的信息。
Because in that time he proclaimed God's message of revival.
但是他是一个寻常的人。
And yet he was an ordinary man.
神要用他。
God wants to use him.
你是寻常的人。
You are an ordinary man.
我们都是寻常的人。
We are all ordinary.
神说你，我现在要立你做以色列扫王的人。
And yet he said to him, I want to set you as the watchman of Israel.
以色列家扫王的人。
House of Israel, watchman for the house of Israel.
不是对整个世界。
Not for the whole world.
那你说在以赛亚书里面不是讲到别的世界其他的国家吗？
And yet you said, well, in the book of Isaiah, didn't he talk about other nations?
是的，但是我们先要做以色列家的扫王。
But we must be first a watchman to the house of Israel.
我们现在在教会里面做扫王的人。
We must be watchmen in the church.
然后我们才能够把这个消息带到外面。
And then we can carry this message to the outside world.
所以你要听我口中的话。
And so hear the word of my mouth.
你不但要看，而且听。
You not only watch, but you now hear.
替我来警戒他们。
And warn them for me.
警戒什么呢？
What should you warn them?
因为这个刀剑就要来到。
Because the sword will come.
那么你一定要吹角来告诉很多的人。
You must blow your trumpet to proclaim it to all the people.
当然了，在这里面所讲到的是外邦人对以色列人的侵略。
Of course, we are talk here. He talked about the invasion of the Gentiles.
但是我们进一步的来讲，在属灵方面来讲，也讲到魔鬼恶者要对教会各方面的侵害。
But in the spiritual sense, we know the invasion from Satan, the evil one, against the church.
甚至我们想到 eschatological meaning， 我们就想到这个末世的时候。这个 cosmic warfare， 我们要做一种宇宙性的属灵的征战。
Even we can think of this eschatological meaning, this cosmic warfare.
今天我们教会有没有做这样的准备？
Are we prepared in this way today?
我们没有准备，当然我们失败。
Of course, we will fail if we do not get prepared.
传道人失败，弟兄姊妹信徒失败，结果教会就不像教会一样。
The ministers will fail, the laymen will fail, and the church will fail.
我们怎么能够打败仗呢？
How do we fail?
我们不是刚刚就觉得我要说这样，我要说那样，我们就应该在我们自己的教会里面受受望着。
We should not say I want to do this or that. We must start serving as watchmen in the church.
神从来不要叫我们好高骛远。
God doesn't want us to look far ahead.
有的人讲到我应该到哪里去侍奉？你为什么到哪里去侍奉？你就在你当地的地方，你就在你自己的教会，好好的受受望着。这是我们第一步。
Someone will say, I want to serve God in such and such distant place. Why not serve God right here, where you are?
那并不是说我们不应该在海外其他的地方有传福音的意向。
This is not to say that we should not have a vision of overseas mission.
那不是说我们不应该注意宣道的事工。
And this is not to say we should neglect the work of mission.
明天晚上我们就特别思想到这一方面的事。
Tomorrow we will talk about mission.
但是今天求神怜悯我们，叫我们就是能够单单的想到我在教会里面有没有真正做守望的工作。
But tonight, let us think, are we doing the watchman's duty in the church tonight?
我很欣赏查经班的工作。
I appreciate the work of the Bible study group.
我也很佩服查经班的工作。
I respect their work.
我也知道神在查经班里面做很多的工作。
And we know that God has worked among the Bible study group.
但是我也很担心一件事情。
But there's one thing I worry about.
有的热心的弟兄姊妹。
Some that are very zealous, very on the spiritual.
他们不是在做守望的工作。
Some of the brethren, brothers and sisters, they are not watchmen.
而是他们在做观望的工作。
They are just watching. They're just looking.
袖手旁观。
They're just overlooking.
他们就不肯把自己完全介入在教会里面。
They have not dedicated themselves. They have not added themselves into the church.
我们中文讲的名字保身啊，他觉得教会不行啊，我就说的干脆不要去了，我就在那里观望。这不是神叫我们应该做的事情。
They say that the church is really in bad shape. I should just stand aside and watch and see it go by.
没有一个人对神的工作可以客观的。
None of us can look at God's work very objectively.
我们必须要完全的、切切实实的要介入在里面。
We must get involved in it.
大概你们都很熟悉 Elton Fuber 的，他写了本书《The Company of the Committed》，他就是讲到这个问题。他说，今天教会最大的问题就是太少的人肯真正把自己完全的摆上。
Elton Fuber wrote a book, The Company of the Committed. He said many people are not willing to involve themselves totally in the church.
他说今天太多的基督徒是 backseated Christians, 坐在后排，可以往来，可以早走， 袖手旁观，在那里观望，在那里研究，在那里批评，在那里论断，不关我的事。这是教会现在一塌糊涂不行，做完了我就走了，算了，完全忘记他。
He said there are many backseat Christians who just overlook, who just judge, who just criticize, but do not get themselves involved in the work of the church.
我们是在以色列家受守望的。
We must watch first in the house of Israel.
我们什么时候守望的呢？
How do we do it?
我们好好的来看。
Let's look at it carefully.
我们好好的来研究。
Let's study it carefully.
不是客观的，而是切实主观的。
Not just objectively, but subjectively involved.
我们不是批评别的人，把我们自己也放在里面被批评。
We don't criticize others, we should criticize ourselves.
你记得不记得尼希米他怎么去建造城墙？
Remember how Nehemiah rebuilt the wall?
他就怪别人，那些人太可恶了，他们都不负责任。
He was blaming others, oh, they're all wicked, they're not helping.
他就是公开的在责备人。
And publicly, he reprimanded them.
他是不是这样做呢？
Did he do it?
没有。
No.
第一件事情他怎么做？
The first thing that he did.
他在神面前祷告、认罪悔改。
He prayed, he confessed before God.
是他的责任吗？
Was that his responsibility? No.
不是他的责任呢？
It's not his responsibility. Because he wasn't in Jerusalem.
他在外邦的地方。
He was in a Gentile land.
他心有余力不足啊。
He was willing, but the flesh
did not do it. 现在不关他的事。
It's not his duty.
但是他觉得这是他的责任。
And yet, he felt it was his duty.
在第一章里面，我们看见他祷告。
In the first chapter of Nehemiah, we saw that he prayed.
在第二章里面，我们看到他自己在晚上不让别的人注意到，他就跑到耶路撒冷。以后回去耶路撒冷之后，跑到耶路撒冷在那里研究，到底什么地方不好，什么地方这个城墙破了。
And in chapter 2, we saw that he secretly went back to Jerusalem, looked at the wall, and saw where it should.The needs repair.
然后他就说：“起来，我们来建造城墙吧。”
And then he said, "Let's rise up and rebuild it."
在尼希米记第三章里面，怎么建造城墙
？And how did they do it in chapter 3?
是不是大家一起来说建造，一起在这个地方来建造呢
？Did they all start at one place?
不是的。
No.
个人对着自己的房屋建造。
Each one will build right.Facing their house.
那么这个工作不太小了吗？
Well, you say this is just a small task.
不要好高骛远。
Don't think of big things.
不要想得太远。
Don't think of far away things.
我们先对着我们自己的房屋来建造。
Let's face our house first.
我建造我的。
I will build mine.
你建造你的。
You build yours.
大家这样一起来建造。
We'll all build.
慢慢的就建造起来。
Together, the wall will be built.
我们还要讲到关于建造的事。
And we will talk about the building.
今天晚上我们就提到，这是守望的工作。
So only tonight, we only talk about the watching.
我们在神的面前等候。
We wait before God.
我们在神的面前要看。
We watch.
我们要听。
And we hear.
我们要宣告。
And we proclaim.
我们是宣告的是警戒的话。
We want to proclaim the warning.
我们也是宣告神应许的话。
And we also proclaim.God's promise.
现在我们自己个人做起。
Start from us.
我是不是一个守望者？
Am I a watchman?
天已经很黑了。
It's getting very dark.
夜已经很深了。
The night is deep.
很快就要天亮。
The dawn will come soon.
还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来。
Only there's a little time he who come will arrive.
有人不爱主。
If there's anyone who does not love God,
可咒可诅。
He should be cursed.
因为主已经死。
Because God.
是的，黑夜很快就过去。
The night is going to be over soon.
现在是应该睡醒的时候。
This is the time to be awakened.
也许别的人在睡觉，我们能睡吗？
Perhaps others are still sleeping. Should we sleep?
有五个童女，愚拙的童女在那里睡觉。你自己认为聪明，你有油，但是你也能够睡吗？
There were five foolish virgins who are sleeping. Are you one of them, or are you sleeping?
或者你自己以为是聪明的童女
，So you think you are the wise one？
你觉得你有油
？You think that you have oil in the lamp？
或者很可能你也在那里睡觉
？But possibly you are also sleeping。
当新郎来的时候，你怎么办
？And when the groom comes， what do you do？
神怜悯我们
，Let God have pity on us。
天快要亮
，The dawn will arrive。
我们是黑夜的守望
，We are watchmen of the night。
我们单单来守望以色列的家。
We will watch over the house of Israel.
求神怜悯我们。
We pray that God have pity on us.
我们低头祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们的心，我们的眼，不高大，不狂傲。我们不说一些高大出不头的事，我们也不是单单用理论，或者用一些高言大志 来做些一些你伟大的圣功，天国的扩展，属灵的原则，福音的恩惠。我们好像一个断奶的孩子，在母亲的怀里平稳的安静的仰望你，等候你，看见你的笑容，同意的笑容，看到你回声的安慰更爱心的责备，叫我们能够在你的面前切实的顺从你，然后我们才敢一步一步的往前走。哦，主，是的，你也叫我们看到目前的，但是目前的对将来有很大的影响。你要看，叫我们看到不是太大的事，但是我们要看见更大的事，而且最大的事。主啊，你曾经说过，你所做的我们也要做，而且做更大的事。主啊，我们不敢求更大的事，我们只敢说，主啊，如果我们能够做你一点点的工作，我们心就能够觉得快乐。于是我们属灵的容量扩大了以后，你就对我们有更大、更深、更多、更长久、更永恒的工作。但愿恩主你今天晚上就继续的引导我们，以及让我们这几天短短的时间里面能够体会，能够明白你的心意，然后我们要把我们自己摆上。感谢主，因为只有一个祭坛，你曾经把你自己摆上，所以我们也摆上。求主你继续的感动，继续的向我们施恩，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。